Chapter 3 Dusty's room at the end of the hall overlooked the back of the property, a neat garden with mums and late-blooming roses close to the house, a meadow beyond, and to her far right, an attached carriage house. Two horses grazed, one a sway-backed dapple, the other a chestnut with a blaze of white above its eyes, ending between black ears that even from the distance looked velvety soft. To the left was the bayou, and in the violet hush of evening, the shifting shadows gave it a mysterious presence. Dusty's pulse hitched up a notch at the thought of exploring its banks. She arranged a small collection of rocks she'd tucked in her suitcase on the marble windowsill. It was chilly to the touch, like the reception she'd gotten from her roommate when Miss Fontaine announced the assignments. Dusty felt it was a slap in the face since she'd requested Paisley on her application. Instead, she was paired with Sharon Kay, who had let it be known she was the daughter of Judge Blanchard, like that was supposed to mean something. Dusty was nearly certain Sharon Kay was just as disappointed. "You're not seriously thinking of leaving those rocks in the window?" Sharon Kay's voice startled Dusty, as she hadn't heard her come in. "If you're okay with it, I am. Touch of home and all that." Her fingers lingered on one of her favorites, a geode with a deep purple center and delicate white crystals. Rosalita had given it to her for Christmas when she was 16, purchased from a roadside souvenir shop on her annual visit to Mexico. "If you ask me, it's rather strange." At least Sharon Kay was honest. Dusty's dad always said he'd rather deal with a pompous, honest man than a sneaky son of a buck any day of the week.
"Probably. Daddy's tried to get me interested in stamp and coin collecting. There's something satisfying about unearthing treasures like these." "You can leave the rocks. Just so you know, I used more than half of the closet. I didn't suppose you'd have that many clothes, since I saw you only had two pieces of luggage." "These are the only two I brought into the room before supper. The others are still out in the sitting area, but it's not a problem."